Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. All in the world are you. Welcome to Caroline in Codeland. Yay! How are you doing, my friend? Thank you so much for listening. I just want to say thanks once again. And here is another episode of my Daily Dose, the quarantine episode. As I have been saying, this is something that I do in the mornings on WhatsApp, and I just want to share it with you. I hope it will encourage your heart and bless you. And I hope that you are in good spirit, you're healthy, you're being safe during this pandemic time. And so, my friends, until when I hear from you, I would love to hear from you. Please drop me a note. You can email me, carolinerussell2018@gmail.com. I would just love to hear your feedback and what you think about my daily dose. So until then, have yourself a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day, evening, or night, whenever you listen to this. Bye. Good morning to you. How are you doing this morning? It's another beautiful morning. And I'm so grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be able to come to you this morning and just to say good morning and spend a few moments with you to give God thanks for waking us up in them this morning and protecting us from all harm and danger. I'm so grateful. This morning, the Bible verse, it comes from Psalms 34, verse 8, and I'm using the King James Version. And it goes like this. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is God. What does that really mean to us? According to his word, God is always good. He's always taking care of us. We know that he's very dependable and reliable, and we don't have to worry about anything. And our trust must be in him. Because it said, blessed is the man who trusts in him. Have you ever trusted in somebody when you see them and they made all these promises to you and you trust them? But when you bite into them, then you start to see the horrible things about them. They're not what they say they are. And sometimes you just want to spit them out. Sometimes you have to spit them out. But when you compare the scripture to that, it said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. It's like when you bite into him and say, this is good, and you just want to continue eating. It's like a nice, juicy fruit. It just makes you want to continue eating and biting and going further into him. Why you have some man that when you bite into them, they just sour, you just have to spit them out. And you just want to spit them out. Wow, what analogy. You know, sometimes we have to pray that we are not sour. That people want to spit us out of their mouth. We want, when someone bites into us, they can say, wow, this is juicy. This person is, wow,
unbelievable, refreshing. I want more of this individual. And I guess a lot of us, we need some changes in our lives. We might call ourselves Christian, but we are some sour people. Sour. You ever come across some Christians that you, when you see them, you just want to just run. Run, you know, you become like Usain Bolt. Even faster than Usain Bolt. But I guess God wants us to be more like Him. That we can trust people. Or maybe I'm too naive to think otherwise. And always looking for the best in people, trusting them, taking them at their word. I guess that's my downfall. I trust easily. And I was always told that you don't do that. But I guess that's just me. And this morning, just to encourage you that sometimes, or most of the time, we can't trust man. We just have to turn our eyes to God and trust Him. Bite into Him, taste Him. That we know that only Him alone we can trust, that He will not hurt us. He's always there to encourage our hearts, because that is all we have. And this morning, as you go throughout your day, remember just to give a thank you prayer. Don't ask Him for anything. Just thank Him. Thank Him for waking you up this morning. Thank you for providing you with a job if you have one. Thank you for providing you with friends who is there for you. Thank you for providing you with a family who is there for you, because sometimes you have family and they're not there. And sometimes some friends are even better than your family. But that is life. But we still give thanks. We are human beings, and sometimes some people have it great. And some people don't. But as the Bible says, in every situation you find yourself in, you still give thanks. And that's all we have. Some of us cry constantly. But sometimes you just have to stop the crying, dry your tears, and go do what you gotta do. Even if you have no one to be there for you, to love you, to stand with you. You know that God is there with you. You have to believe that. And it's not easy. But you just have to encourage your heart. Encourage yourself. And I guess when you go into the Word of God, it encourages you. You're able to stand without bitterness in your heart. Because you know what I realized? That when you're bitter, people run away from you, because it just exhumes out of your skin. And it's like, you know, when you ever come across some people, and depending on what you eat, it tend to come out of your pores. And even with a person who those things is coming from the pores, they don't smell it. It just comes like a normal, and they smell okay. But when they go amongst other people, people smell it and want to run away from them. And they wonder why people run away from them. But because of the stench that they give off. And so that is why one of the most important things that I'm realizing, that we have to be joyful. We have to encourage our hearts and be glad. Because we will exhume that thing from our own pores. And that will attract people to us and not push them away from us. So it is very important for us to have a joyful spirit, to be able to laugh at ourselves, to make other people feel comfortable around us, regardless of whatever is happening to us. And so, like, when you wake up with that Thanksgiving heart, you can give thanks for everything. And it makes you feel good. It makes you feel joyful, regardless. Regardless of the situation you find yourself in, you still have joy. And you'll be surprised to see how people want to be around you. You develop this reputation of being a happy person. That when somebody else who is feeling sad and they come around you, they can't help but just when they leave, they feel joyful. Because you're so infectious. That thing just rub off on them. And that is what we want to be. So that is what I'm encouraging you to be today. Be joyful regardless. Because at the end of the day, nobody cares anything that happened to you. Nobody cares. So you just have to hold it down. And be glad and be joyful. You take everything to God. He will take away all of the sorrows and the pain and the hurt. So on that note, I'm going to leave you. Be joyful. Trust in God. Bite into Him. Taste and see how good He is. And when you bite into Him, it permeates your whole being. Because you trust in Him. And because you trust in Him, it have a ripple effect. That it will affect others around you. And others and others. So continue to hold on to Him. Have yourself a wonderful and peaceful day. A safe and productive day. So until tomorrow morning, when? And if God decides that I get up, just to say, good morning to you. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now. Until tomorrow morning.